You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, and it's the 13 must-dos for entrepreneurial success with Ernie Chen from Ascent International Group. And it's our Aiming for Alpha segment, and it's must-do number 12, have fun and celebrate. Now, one of the things that I want to check with you, Ernie, is what kind of fun do you have at Ascent?
We have lots of fun. Lots and lots of fun. What do we mean by lots and lots of fun? We put in place a process for fun to happen. Why? If an organization is not having fun, it's not really going to be growing very far. Why? Because in any organization, the most important asset or most important item of an organization would be its people. People are the only thing that I would say is living, breathing, and it needs fun to sustain their interest in doing anything. So we have put in place a team called the Sports Games and Celebrations Team to ensure that they organize a lot of fun activities, both sports, games, and celebrations, for us to have lots of fun. And that all begins from the moment a person joins the organization.
All right. And every week you'll have something? Is that the plan? Like, is planned fun?
It's planned fun. You got to plan fun. And people say, wouldn't you lose the spontaneity of that? We have a lot of spontaneous events. However, if you don't plan fun, we're still an organization. There's still a lot of operational matters that we need to take care of. But if you do plan the scheduling of the fun things to happen, it will work. It will be a lot of fun. Many times, not everyone can participate in a fun activity. So you need to organize a series of them so that everyone will have a great time for it. Even from the fundamental of just having your monthly birthdays. And you can do your monthly birthdays in a very creative manner. Surprise the individuals with a surprise birthday cake or even a cupcake or whatever it may be. And we are known to be able to create a lot of very interesting birthdays. Instead of just singing birthday songs, we do a lot of crazy stuff to get the person a little bit excited whenever it comes to their birthdays.
For example,
we once had this one of our colleagues' birthday. One of our apprentices dressed up in this Thai, Thai gyro. Okay, so to create something more exciting, we played some very funky music for the person to come out with this ugly looking wig and a bikini. And of course, they were wearing clothes and they wore a bikini and they started doing a dance for the individual who was having the birthday. And it was really something very uniquely different because we're constantly trying to create something unique and different. It keeps the individuals more stimulated at interest of what they're doing with the organization.
And this was a guy dressed in a bikini.
Yes, definitely. With a big mole on the face as well, too.
Okay, so how do you create fun for new employees?
I think to start off, for new employees, you must have this in place. It's called communication. Whenever someone new joins the organization, we always ensure two things will happen. First, the person must be welcomed by the human capital division, which is the human resources manager or the business unit head. Secondly, the sports game celebrations head will then send out a very warm welcome to include the individual. Two things. One is to let them know how much we appreciate them joining us and that they're going to have a lot of fun growing and working hard with us. Secondly, is to be able to let everyone else in the organization know that there is a new colleague in the team. And we got to always ensure the people feel welcome. We have three different offices locations. And many a times, if we do not introduce the person to the rest of the team, no one will know that it exists. So some individuals will walk past and think that, are you with us? Or are you here fixing something? Are you here as a part-timer? We wouldn't know unless they've been informed that this is who it is. We do that when they first come in with emails. And then, of course, we always have a person to take them out for lunch to ensure that they feel that they are part of a family. Within the first week itself, they would then be introduced to everyone in the organization during our weekly meetings. And usually, we will make them introduce who they are and potentially do something funny so that we all feel comfortable with one another.
You know, some companies will say, but we're a small company, sooner or later they'll know. So what's the big deal? What's the long-term implication if this doesn't happen?
It is a big, big deal. It doesn't matter whether you're a 2-man organization, a 10-man, 20-man organization, or 1,000 people employee. You see, every person who comes in has a lot of implication whether they stay or they do not stay. People will need to feel that they are important to your organization. it is our responsibility to ensure that they feel that they are important. If I go to your organization and I start my first day here and I am not spoken to and everyone's just so busy doing their tasks, I will probably not last there very long. I'll probably feel that you people here don't really care so much about your people. You're just more concerned about getting your job done. How passionate of an organization it is, I wouldn't know. Is this going to be able to sustain for the long term? I don't think so. Are you going to have even more problems in the long term? You bet you're going to be having a lot more problems in the near future. Why? At the end of the day, human beings want to feel that they are cared for. Human beings want to feel that they exist. If I don't exist in your organization and I'm not seen or I'm not introduced to everyone else, your company is going to face a lot of big issues as far as people are concerned.
It's the little things like that that really shows in the long run.
Yes. I think people always say that big bosses, CEOs, will always look at big things. I totally disagree. I once heard and learned that big CEOs and everyone in organization, we must always look at the big things and also the little things. A simple thing of just coming up to you and smiling at you, saying, good morning, how are you doing today? Are you getting along with everyone? Do you need me to show you where the toilet is? Do you need me to show you where's the best place for us to eat the chicken rice? These are the little things that makes the person feel that, hey, I am important to this organization. They do care about me and they do want me to grow with the company. I make it a point to sit down with all new people within the first week. In fact, the first day after they've joined the organization, I make it a point to sit down with them and ask them, how are you doing today? Is everything okay? Do you have everything that you need? I think these are little things that we can keep our people motivated and sustain their interest and desire to help the organization grow. It's something very important of bosses in organization, especially the number one man. The number one man, if you have 1 or 2 or 10 or 20 or even 1,000, meeting your people, speaking to them is just as important. If you think you're always taking care of the big businesses, nonsense. You would not have businesses to take care of if your people don't help you take care of those businesses. If they don't help you implement it well, you don't have any business to take care of. It doesn't matter what kind of deals you sign, whatever kind of businesses you bring in. You cannot get it done well. You cannot get it done right.
Not by yourself.
Never by yourself. You must always have a team and you must mean what you say. Don't say that your team is practicing teamwork, we are practicing team communication, and then people come to the office and they don't even see that happening. That is nonsense. I mean, that's blatantly just lying. You cannot say and preach what you don't practice. Whatever you say, you make sure you do it. And that's key. That's important.
This is BFM 89.9. I'm speaking to Ernie Chen from Adsan International Group on the 13 must-dos for entrepreneurial success. In our Aiming for Alpha segment, it's must-do number 12, have fun and celebrate. Do you think people in general want to have fun with their colleagues or some people just want to go home?
There are always different types of people and different types of people would like to drink different cups of teas and coffee and some people even like to drink juice. So it's important for us to understand what is the hot button of individuals. Do they like to celebrate with family or their friends? If they like to celebrate their families, organize a family day. Bring their family along so that they can celebrate with their family and their colleagues at the same time. It's not a matter of just them liking to celebrate with their colleagues also. In my organization, because majority of my people are from out of Klang Valley, so immediately the people who they work with becomes their family members. They all live nearby together. They go and do their groceries together. They have fun together. Yesterday, a lot of them was watching movie together. And then it's important for us to realize that whatever it may be, whether you choose to live to have fun with your family or your friends, really depends on how the organization structure things together. Do you structure for trips for them to go together or with their family? We did do some family trips before where they're allowed to bring their partners and their families on, along our trips. And we also have trips where we do not allow their families to come along. So you have different activities and different fun game celebration for different things to happen. The next upcoming one that we'll be doing, which we do on a yearly basis, is our Merdeka Family Day. Every single year, we have this Merdeka barbecue celebration where all the family members come. We bring all kinds of food potluck and everyone have a great time getting to know each other. And also, it's a good time for their family to see why their people work so hard and spend so much time. Who do they spend their time with? It's important for them to see that, hey, your husband is safe. this woman will not attack your husband or will not take your husband away from you. These are the people that they are really enjoying working together. They are the other half of their family. I recently have this quite senior consultant coming in to do our team building. He's a pretty fun guy. And he just gave birth to a newborn as well. And he told me last week he wanted to take off today to be able to be spending time with his wife and his newborn baby. And he just completed over the weekend. I said, sure, no problem. Go ahead. Spend some time with your family. And last night on Sunday, he SMS'd me and he told me that, you know what, boss, it's good that I'm going to come to the office today because it will only be fair to the team. So sometimes if you're able to create the sense of belonging, the sense of fun, the sense of important for the individual to be part of, that the team will need you to ensure they move forward. People will come back themselves without you even putting a gun to their head and say, you better be there. So things, little things that we do for our people, it really bring back the results on them feeling the belongingness, the ownership, and the wantingness to achieve something. If a person really need to go and to be with their family, to be with their wife and the child, go ahead. But you see, it's the same things that we do to them, they do unto us. So do unto others what you expect to be done unto you.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. You're listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
All right, and that's a very good example, but can you give another example of a team member who's pretty good at what they do, and do you think this individual is having fun doing it?
Yes, it's important for us to always know whether a person is having fun doing what they're doing. A lot of people have got a lot of talents, but a lot of people are also very good at what they do. But doesn't mean that they are really having fun doing what they're doing. I think it's very important for us to observe the facial expressions, the energy level of every individual in our organization. You can tell if a person comes in every single morning having a black face and totally have no energy to want to shout and be excited about their work. If you look at me, you always see that I'm this ball of energy. I'm very excited. I cannot wait to get up every morning. I can't wait to go to work because I have so much fun being with my people. I have so much fun having lunch with my people. I don't go out and have a lot of these big business lunches. That's just not me. I enjoy going to the Kopitiam or the Mamak store with my people, my guys, my gals, and just sit down, have a mee goreng with them, or just have a big laugh and a big chat. We just have a lot of fun talking to each other, asking them questions about themselves. And I also find this a lot of times, people are not interested in people. People are only interested in themselves, and they like to talk about themselves a lot. If we just make it a practice and ask our colleagues 5 questions a day, it will definitely make them feel that they are important and that we're interested in them. I make it a point to always ask my people questions that is about them, their family, their career, their lifestyle. To me, it's very important. I'm really interested. I'm not a busybody to want to know about their whole life story, but it's important for them to also understand that what they are doing is important to the CEO. What they are going through on a daily basis is important to the CEO. So I always do management walking about. Whenever I stop by, I'll ask them, so how's your sister? It's very important to find out about their sister, their father, and their family, especially when some of my people, whenever they go on an MC or emergency leave because their sister fell off the stairs and hurt their bones. And it's just a question of just asking, so how's your sister? Her sister fell down and she hurt herself. So it's just a question of asking, how's your sister? I think things like this means a lot to individuals, that you're not just concerned about me, you're also concerned about my family. If you're a newborn baby, simple things like just sending a bouquet of flowers or just send some fruits over is very important. It shows not just the individual who works with you, but also their family, that you have a caring organization, that your organization do help them celebrate as well. I think these are little things that we must always do and take note of.
Okay. In this example of in the area of fun, right? Do you have a team member who clearly is having fun at work?
I think I don't have just one. I have quite a number of them who clearly have lots of fun at work. Majority of them, in fact, every single one of them. It's important for them to always have that mind that we always have something to look forward to. In our organization, we have this thing called the Open Mic Night, where we organize on a monthly every Friday. And so happened this month, on this last Friday of the month, we're having our team called Hip Hop Open Mic Night. So we get a lot of these new talents out in the market. Even our people, they can perform as well. So every single month, the last Friday, we have an open mic night where we have both our clients, talents from the market, and our people performing, chit-chatting, having a great time together. It's little energy boosters that we do that creates a lot of fun. Recently, a new person came to our organization and introduced this energy booster. We always say this, when someone comes back to the organization, we welcome them back. Everyone says, welcome back. This person started to come in and taught us something new. It's called, hey, hey, everyone responds with, ho, ho. So when you come in and you start off, hey, hey, everyone saying, ho, ho, it becomes something very light, something that is energizing to the team. Everyone started to have fun with it. And everyone started doing, hee, hee, ha, ha. So you can innovate and play off things and you create a fun environment. The last thing we need is to walk into an office and everyone is so serious doing their own thing and not wanting to be socializing and be creating a fun laughing environment for everyone to have a good time in.
Even the quiet ones do appreciate things like this.
In fact, the quiet ones are not that they are not interested. By nature, their personalities, they tend to like and enjoy to listen more. You will see those smiles. And even the quiet ones will jump in to have fun. We are all human beings and we all need fun and laughter. If we don't have fun and laughter, we are not going to be able to live our life in a very enjoyable way. So in order for people to perform well, they need to be having lots of fun. And that's key. And fun must not be something that we are always just so seriously having fun, but just let our hair loose, let it down, have a great time, and just enjoy ourselves.
Do you reward people, whether it's on an individual basis or on a group basis, for creating fun, apart from your club?
I think individuals who are always creating fun, apart from that group of people or that team that creates and plans all these activities, they don't really expect to be rewarded to have fun. They are being rewarded themselves by people having fun with what they've just created. Simple little things like sports activities, simple things like just a makan downstairs on every Monday night, simple things like every single one's birthday we celebrate, every single weekly meetings we have something uniquely different. We can just sing a song, we can just yell out together and just say, we are Edson, we are Edson, we are Edson. It's simple, simple little things like this. Watching a movie together, spending a weekend together, doing a movie together. These are the things that helps us continuously have fun. I think by doing all these different things is a reward in itself. And we don't really need to give a person a reward by just creating fun. Because by doing the fun stuff itself, is a reward in itself.
So with all your 8 companies as well, within all these 8 companies, do they do things on their own as well?
Yes, they always have their team makans. They will go out together on their own and they will also go on their own trips. Yes, they do a lot of things on their own individual teams as well. But I always believe that one big family having fun together is a good family that's going to grow and last together. So in addition to those little teams doing their things together, it's also important for the whole group of people coming together. And we seem to be able to do that very well. Everyone seems to want to come together very frequently to have a lot of good time together. Just going out to we were at Fridays, by the way. We were creating a big havoc. And the manager there said, hey, you guys, can you guys just come back on a daily basis to create a havoc so that people enjoy coming here and looking at our place? Is such a fun place because we just brought 20, 30 of us there. We just put out the whole table. We started singing. We started banging tables. We started stomping the floor. We just created a lot of fun for ourselves too. We also have this called the drum circle. We have these little drums and also musical instruments where all our people will come together and be creating music together. It's another fun thing that we do on a monthly basis, and there's a lot of good energy and vibes that's created among the people.
Okay, just a final question. You know, having fun is great. How do you maintain the enthusiasm? That's not a problem with your company.
Our first value of the organization is enthusiasm. So when you hire someone, when you bring the person into the company, first thing first, they must meet the values of the organization. And the first value is enthusiasm. If you come to the meeting and you kind of just sleep through your interview and you're not very energized, you don't have that kind of a spirit that we are looking for, we don't even hire you. So if you come in for an interview, you tend to have this energy and you have the sparkle in your eyes and that kind of a light that's showing that, wow, I'm looking forward to the fun here. I'm looking forward to the fun to be able to create more performance for the organization. Those are people we bring in. So whoever comes to the organization is expected of them to have fun. And if you look at people, if they enjoy life, they will enjoy every single fun thing that is happening. You don't really have to create things to sustain them. You just need to find the right people to join the organization so that you can grow and have a great time growing together.
Thank you so much for your time. This is BFM 89.9, and I've been speaking to Ernie Chen from Ascent International Group in our Aiming for Alpha segment.
BFM 89.9, the business station.